Great job. Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Barb, and give your feedback?
Oh, my. you used your story so effectively and throughout. Just wove it in and helped people see that they had a story. They could identify with you in terms of lack of encouragement, perhaps. I'm guessing that some of the audience members get a little teary-eyed, so you know they feel that they're with you and that they've had similar discouragement, and you give them hope, an example of how that can happen. And so they're inspired. They feel special, I think. Let's see, you certainly give them permission and authorization that their story is important, that someone out there needs to hear it, and that it's a disservice to not release that. The three points were very clearly laid out. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And your experience about your memoir and having had cancer, how your story puts a face to statistics. Oh, that's just fantastic. Mary, you should be a writer. The deeper dive, my exclusive offer, so that the limiter is there. Why you created your signature program is for them, so that they can take a deeper dive. So your mission is very clear. Your invitation, your call to action, very, very clear, and your close. I liked the let's focus on. I promise to stay in touch. Who's ready to unleash? Those were all very inviting and motivating in your closing. Was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful, Barb. Thank you for that very thorough, you know, zeroing in on certain highlights of what Mary said. It was great, Mary. And what I'm going to say to you is just kicking it up a notch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Overall, you could very easily say, deliver it just as you did, and it would be great. So I'm being persnickety because that's what you want me to do.
Right.
So there's an overall thing that I would like you to start to change in your approach. And when you listen back to this recording, I'm going to ask you every time you say things like, my favorite thing to do is to help people do this, this, and this. You know what I'm referring to when you talk that way?
Yes.
You want to make it for them. My favorite thing is to help you do this so that you can feel that. That's the formula. I'm here to help you. So when you say my favorite thing is to and the various things that you said. I don't remember them right now. I couldn't type fast enough. But when you listened back to the recording, there were about two or three places where you said, my favorite thing is, or what I really love to do. You were talking about what you really love to do, which is great, as long as you take it a little further down the journey of, because I want to help you, because it's important for me that you, because it hurts me when I see that you don't. You see what I'm saying? And then you want to make it even more associative where they can really own what you're saying by adding that piece of so that you can feel. So when you said, and by the way, my life is just wonderful now, the next thing that would have been helpful is, and I want that for you, or I am committed for you to have that too. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Now, I know that you are saying what you love to do in your business and that the assumption is that you love it and therefore they are the beneficiaries of what you love to do. But you can't assume that. You have to keep having them feel and see themselves in your under your wingspan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to the very beginning. Tell me, what is that opening quote that you give? Say it again slowly, please.
I am just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned.
What's that last word, ending what?
Unplanned.
Okay, and that's your opening quote, right?
Right.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, Sasha here, I have no idea what the heck that quote is saying, me personally. It sounds like it's something along the lines of, I'm writing my life and the journey is open and I have no idea how it's going to work out. It's unplanned, but I am writing my life story. Is that what that quote basically says?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's beautiful to put maybe someplace else in your talk. However, if you want a hook, you want to catch them with something that's going to shake them up. And it may not be a quote. It may be something like, let me just tune in a second. You know what hurts me, question mark? When people's lives are so riveting and so filled with powerful experiences that nobody ever finds out about, that's what hurts me. And I'll tell you, I'm here today because I will not let that happen for you. So how does that feel, Mary?
Goosebumps.
Barb, what did you feel? Let's imagine, Barb, that you're in an audience. You know that there's a writer coach that's coming in to talk. She talks about her story. At least the word story is in the promotional material. How did you react when I said what I said?
Very grabbing, you know, what hurts me, and you think, oh my gosh, what hurts her? And then when you said that what hurts me is when lives and blah, 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 no one finds out, and then you repeat it, that hurts me, and I don't want that to happen to you. So it really pulls them in. I think it establishes a relationship, establishes rapport. Um, they know why they're there. And presumably,
how do they know why they're there?
Well, from the title of the talk that's been advertised, something about
No. That's not what I mean. From that opening statement, were you referring to the fact that that opening statement tells them why they're there? I'm not talking about the promotional material.
It confirms that they're in the right place. That
right.
They want
good.
There.
Yeah. Thanks, Barb. It consolidates the whole purpose of the talk, and I am not going to let that happen to you if you let me. And that's how you start. Now, that's a whiplash of sorts, you know, right?
Yes.
Now, you can use that other quote later on in there when we're talking about, when you're talking about the importance of wanting to write about your story, wanting to explore through journaling, you know, that would be a good fit for it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know that, Mary, by that quote having pen in hand, that ties through from your title, presumably,
right.
And then ties through throughout. And so that provides a continuity, certainly, too.
Yeah. Yes, you're definitely keeping a continuity throughout all this. That was very well done in terms of pieces being sewn together. It made sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of places where you lost me with regards to that, which I want to talk about next. When you were talking about the fact that this jerk, excuse me, it is on tape, but I don't know who it is and I don't want to know who it is, wasn't sure that you actually had cancer because it didn't look like hers. I remember you told me about that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a really strong point as to what that story has to do with you not wanting certain things to happen to them. Now, what I believe you were saying in there was that only you can tell your own story. Only you have the experience of what takes place in your life. It doesn't freaking matter what other people think is the meaning of experiences in your life or whether or not your experiences really are real. That's what I think you were saying there, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. However, that needs to be bridged in a very powerful way so that they get the full impact of that very rugged life experience that you had. So just give me a moment. I want to tune into that for a minute to give you a suggestion. Okay, what I'm hearing is, after you tell them about this person who questioned whether or not you had cancer, even though you had surgeries, right? You did have surgeries, isn't that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Right, like so, like, yeah. You turn to the audience and say, she said that to me, and I did have surgeries. How would you feel if somebody said that to you after you had had your cancer scare, if God forbid, or you had had an invasive surgery and that person basically said it was no big deal, it wasn't relevant, it didn't count, how would you feel? Right? You ask them that question and then you go on to say, and can you imagine if you had that experience and you shared with somebody how that experience transformed your life, and that you shared that transformation with just the right person at just the right time, can you imagine what a gift you would have been in that person's life? You see, Mary?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And isn't that ultimately the point you're making? Your point is your life, your story matters, because
mm-hmm.
you telling your story to the right person at the right time in the right way could save lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhere in there, so that's one point I want to make. So you got that point, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, you make this, you put a lot of emphasis on the message, nobody can tell my story but me. And my answer, now I'm being tough on you because you know me, you know I love you, you know I'm one of your most favorite cheerleaders in the bleachers, right? So,
Yeah. Okay.
So, nobody can tell my story but me, and my question is, so what? So what if nobody can tell my story with me? You have to take it again, that one step further of why nobody can tell my story but me is then put in their lap of, and the reason that you must be compelled to tell your story, because nobody but you can tell your story, is because you don't know whose life you will save. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, isn't that the bottom line?
Yes.
So that's my point on that. You just have to keep, and you and I can work on this in private sessions. You just have to take the initial thought, which is a great thought, and then, like, take a screwdriver, a virtual imaginary screwdriver, and you want to screw this point into a floor, and the floor is, why is this important for them, and what will be the benefit to them when they do this too? That's your formula. Why is this important for them, and what will it do for them once they do this too? You
mm-hmm.
see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to jump to another point entirely. You ready for me to go to another point?
Okay.
Now, at the very beginning, again, I'm being persnickety, and I said, so who would like to know why I'm here, or however you said that at the that Inspire opening section? Do you remember what you said there?
May I tell you why I'm so passionate about the pens in your hand?
Right. So I would not say that. I would instead go and, like what I did with Barb, go straight to more of a distilled version of what that question is. And that is, so how did I get here? How is it that I got here on this stage in front of you today? Right?
Uh-huh.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Barb, do you like that?
Yes. Yes, and I'd like to hear that in the, you know, in the context, in the flow, too.
Yeah, because asking them, do you want to know how I got here, or whatever it was that you said, everybody says that. And I don't want you to be like everybody. I want you to be my raving star, my beautiful star, Mary, who is different from everybody else that does copywriting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how did I get here? How did I get here on this stage in front of you? Those are two separate questions. How did I get here? And how did I get here on the stage in front of you? So that's how I would handle that introduction to your story, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then when you talk about, but they didn't think it was possible for me. Do you remember you saying that? You know, you wanted to go
yes.
to college. That's not
yes.
strong enough either. I would like you to think of ways of saying how it really impacted you. They said that it's not possible for me, but what you really want to say is they were clearly telling me, no, this is not for me. I can't do this. Don't even think about it. Don't be a fool. You want to make it in present time, as if they are talking to you in front of your face. No, you idiot. You can't do this. You're a joke. Don't embarrass the family. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it a story. They said it was impossible for me. You see the difference?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then the other thing, and then we'll stop, and then you and I can do more of this. But this gives you a really strong start on how to take the great stuff that you have in there and just spin it ever so slightly. Do you see what I'm saying? There's one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two other things, actually. You talk about, I became a journalist, but no, I didn't become an anchor. No, I wasn't on a journalist at a war zone. I had stories about real people. Remember you said that?
Yes.
But that's really not an accurate, you're not really saying what you're really wanting to say there. Because, trust me, you being an anchor and you being at a war zone, believe me, you're telling real stories about real people in those scenarios. So that's not really what you're saying. What you're really saying is that I tell stories about the woman and the guy next door. Or I support the importance of the stories of the guy next door, the woman next door, because it may not be a gripping media event like a war zone or an anchor news story, but it is the pulse of our lives, or it is the pulse of our community, or it is the pulse of you and me and everybody else who may not make it into media news, but our lives are just as important, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But for you mm-hmm. to say real people's stories is, trust me, that's not really what you want to say. You see that, right?
Right, right.
Now, the other thing that I want to say, and then we'll come to a close here, is when you started to talk about your a client story, and you said one of my clients, remember you got to that
yeah.
part?
Yeah.
You want to say, let me tell you about Trina, or let me tell you about Suzanne, whoever, and start the client story there. It just makes it crisper. You're saying the same thing, that you're about to give a client story. But you just make it sharper and to the point. I'm going to tell you about Suzanne. Or you could say, look at what happened to Suzanne. That's even more powerful. Look at what happened to Suzanne. Okay? Right?
Okay.
Now, once you tell that story of this remarkable woman that you were telling me about, I lost what she then did with you helping her see her tremendous talents and natural skills. I didn't get that. What I need to hear at the end of you telling such a great story, and it was good that you chose that one, that was a good call on your part, is for you to say how you helping her recognize things about herself and her life that she didn't give enough value to, how that went on to transform her into greater fulfillment and success. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You want to be able to link the stories that you tell so that the audience hear that as a result of you with your gifts and your intuition and your beautiful heart and your commitment and your mission to these people, how with the work that you do with them, it then leads them to having more fulfilling lives and to be more successful. And then you have to tell them in pictures what was fulfilling for them as a result. What did success look like for them, as opposed to saying, and now their lives are so much more fulfilling and successful. That's not good enough. You have to give them, because now she has her own business where she has freedom and she does what she loves, and her relationship with her kids and her husband are just stellar. You know, you have to make it into real life palpable situations. Do you see what I mean?
Mm. Yes, yes.
The final thing I want to say, even though I said I was going to just say that, there is one more thing that I want to make sure that I get across to you. I would like you to listen back to what you were talking about when you started to talk about you give your story and then they plug in their own statistics. Do you remember that part of your presentation?
Yes. Yes.
I lost your train of thought there. So what
yeah.
I'd like you to do is to go back to that section, and what you're looking for is what we've already discussed. You want to look at why is that point important to them, because when they do that, they will then have this, and having this is going to make their life so much better. That's the formula. When you do this, it will give you that, and having that is going to make your life so much better. That's the formula. Same for you, Bob. Same for anybody.
Yep.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What I loved about your talk, now that I've, you know, said all this nitpicky stuff. Well, it's not nitpicky. It's not, what? What?
Dissected it to
yeah.
embellish it.
Yeah, no, it's not nitpicky at all. I'm making it more powerful. I know you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clean it up
yeah.
for posterity since I'm being recorded here.
I feel a bong somewhere where in there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Barb. That was bong worthy.
Oh.
and it was because of my nature of not wanting to hurt people's feelings. So you're right. That was bond-worthy because I am so committed to empowering people and not wanting them to feel diminished in any way. So my mission in this lifetime is to empower and uplift, and I hit a threshold there. So I caught it and you caught it, Miss Barbara. You get triple gold stars for that call. So the point is that where you're at, Mary, is to just make sure that your analogies, your metaphors, come down to planet Earth a little bit more by having them see that the point you're making will look like this in their life when they do it. You see?
Uh-huh.
And what was beautiful throughout your entire message was your passion and your confidence and the fact that you did show a progression of being not chastised, but diminished. You were diminished, and you persisted. So diminished, persisted to thriving. That's a message for you to put out to your people. Diminished, persisted to thriving. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a way that you could wrap this up as a transition to your offer is for you to say, so how would your life change when you shine your light in your unique world? Because you talk about shining your light towards the end of your talk, right?
Right.
So you, again, you want to paint pictures. You want to activate inner experiences for them. You want to have them see themselves in the journey of transformation. Like Ted McGrath is one person who talks about that. Anybody, really, who talks about the power of your story will talk about. You want to put the listener as being in that journey where they are seeing pictures, they are feeling emotions, and it's up to us to trigger those pictures and trigger those emotions. And the way you do it is by asking, what would your life be like when you shine your light for your world? What would you be doing? What would be different? We can talk about that when you set up your activation session with me, because your story cannot be unwritten. Your story must be written. Your story must be shared, because you do not know whose life you will touch and possibly even save. And then you go into describing the benefits that they will get from the discovery session with you. Okay, Mary, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And at another time, you and I can go into more about your talk, because you have great stuff in there. It's just a matter of taking some of those things to another level of to trigger experiences in them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do you feel, now I'm asking both of you, how did you both, I'm going to take another 10 minutes. Is that okay, guys?
Sure.
Okay. How did you both feel about the feedback that you got from me and the other person from having delivered your presentation? Who wants to go first?
Well, I found it very helpful, very encouraging, very empowering, and that the feedback that both of you gave confirmed what I was hoping the audience would get and offered some tweaks to make it even stronger, coming from an audience that knows about tweaking things.
Yes. Good. So you feel like you're on the right track, and that it's doable is what I'm hearing underneath all that, right?
Right.
Great. Thank you, dear. What about you, Mary?
I really appreciate all of the insights and the comments from both of you, and the specifics about building a better bridge and the emphasis on bringing it back to them, and how do I want them to feel so that they take action, and clarifying moments and the specifics of the questions for the hook, you know, what hurts me. That's a major shift.
Yeah, good. And I put in that mission thread and the Facebook group, Mary, for you, diminish to persistence to thriving.
Uh-huh.
Because that is definitely part of your story, don't you think?
Right, yes.